Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Minutes away from the two Grand Slam, we go to Heather with the news.
Well, there's a Michigan teen that's in some big trouble with the law after driving to a gas station with a full tree lodged in his pickup truck. Did you see the images of this?
I'm going to look him up.
I mean, it's... technically, it's not a full tree, like the roots aren't there of the tree, but it's basically a full tree. Ingham County deputies were called on Monday after somebody noticed the 18-year-old's truck with this tree just embedded into its side. The teen was found at this gas station unresponsive behind the wheel. Turns out he was drunk, taken to the hospital. Police are now seeking charges for operating while intoxicated. But check out this photo because it's...
yeah, that's a tree.
I mean, it's a full tree just stuck right there in the front bumper. I mean, crazy that this kid was okay and everyone else besides the tree and his truck, but wild. A man is expected to be okay after he was hit by a train in Ypsilanti on Monday. Monday afternoon, it was reported that this person was hit by an Amtrak train. But turns out, thankfully, the person was only grazed by the train, which still to me, like being grazed by a train, you still think you'd...
sometimes grazing hurts the most.
You'd be injured there, but police say this man was walking on the tracks. He had his AirPods in his ears, right? Jamming out to some music. He was able to hear the horns going off of the train, so he stepped from the middle of the tracks to the left side of the tracks, but didn't move over far enough, and police say that the train nicked him on the shoulder.
I'm sorry. They were walking on and near train tracks with... They're AirPods.
Yes.
So, this is a Darwin Award candidate. Very lucky to be alive.
He is. The officer said that he was doing good and alert at the scene with no indication of any serious injuries. So that could have been a whole lot worse.
Yes.
This is pretty cool. The economic impact of Detroit's NFL draft will likely smash initial predictions. So the president and CEO of Visit Detroit said that the original estimates at one point were somewhere between 150 and 175 million. But he believes we're going to go way beyond that. Visit Detroit is working to conduct a full post-event economic impact analysis, which they say is expected in late May or even into June. So... stay tuned to see exactly how much this will impact Detroit.
It's going to be a big number.
Yeah, for sure.
It's awesome.
A man was shot by officers on Monday after reportedly pointing a gun at them during an arrest attempt on Belle Isle. So this man was wanted for not appearing in court for a hearing. And because he had this court-ordered GPS tether, police were able to locate this guy right away. They found him in this wooded, kind of swampy area behind the golf course along the canal. And when they approached him, identified themselves, this man pulled a long gun on the officers. Officers fired and struck the man. He was taken to the hospital. He is in stable condition. No other injuries to the public or the police. But now the incident is under investigation. It's been turned over to the Michigan State Police Department. Two longtime broadcasters are out after being replaced by some new blood. On Monday, CBS announced major changes to its longtime running The NFL Today Show. So Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason will no longer be part of the team. And Matt Ryan, a former NFL MVP quarterback who officially retired last week, will be joining the team.
MVP winner, but I like Boomer.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think I heard Matt Ryan was on a little bit last year. I think I only heard him once. I mean, he did a fine job. But,
fine, but
you're going to get an A, man.
I like Boomer Esiason. It's going to not be the same without him on that pregame show.
For sure. It sounds like he did say it was more their decision than his. But
of course,
he's still going to be part of the CBS fold. He's still going to be the co-host of the Boomer and Geo show. So he'll still be around. Sims jumped on social media saying 26 great years with CBS Sports. Even though that part of my career is over, I look forward to what's next. So good for him. Finally, listen to this. I got a Florida man story here. A 46-year-old Florida man got into a road rage incident last Thursday.
That's what they do.
Where he was arrested for throwing spaghetti at another driver.
Oh.
Yes. Well, just checking
to see if it was done.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
Did it stick?
Yeah. So the road rage incident started over apparently glaring headlights. And according to the police report, the guy was so upset that he threw pasta with sauce from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking the other driver through his open window. The pasta hit the victim in the arms, legs, and torso. But thankfully, nobody was seriously injured.
Yes.
How would you react if someone threw spaghetti at you?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think I would kind of laugh.
Right.
I don't know.
Unless it had the sauce on it.
Well, I mean, they made a mess.
Goodness. Yeah. So the guy was charged with misdemeanor battery and booked in the county jail.
Mm. Florida man got a Florida man.
Uh-huh.
Heather with the news.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.